The Vox Markets Podcast. Nothing in this podcast is intended as investment advice, and the people in this podcast may hold positions in the stocks they talk about. Do not buy anything based solely on a tip or recommendation. Please do your own research.
Hello and welcome to Vox Markets. Today I'm joined by Kieran Mozaria, who's CEO at Cadence Minerals. How are you today, Kieran?
How are you doing today, Zach?
I'm doing fine. I was reading and writing about your company today, the Amapa project. Maybe you can try and describe it better than I did a couple of hours ago.
Oh, it's a very succinct little paragraph on Cadence and the progress today. But yes, we announced today, following up from an announcement on Monday, in relation to the, you know, the progress at Amapa. Because, of course, we've been able to, Amapa has been able to ship circa net $10 million of its stockpile. And, you know, the use of those funds is not going to idly sit in the bank somewhere. We are going to, Amapa is going to be spending it and, you know, look to advance the project through PFS, start doing some of the rehabilitation of the various areas and the maintenance of the mine. So this, the announcement today was to do with two or three key parts of the PFS, the pre-feasibility study, which will define the economic outcomes, the NPVs of the project. And that was one, we're doing plant engineering and conditioning study because there's an old plant there. Now need to review what status it is to a level of about 10 to 25% accuracy on CapEx and OpEx. Take that, 25 to 35% CapEx, OpEx, and take that and produce that over, over the next couple of months. The other part of it is the railway. Now, the railway is a big part of this asset. You know, remember, this asset is an old asset that was previously valued about $600 million, and it has an integrated port, railway, and plant. So to ensure that we, you know, get the correct CapEx and OpEx for it, we've commissioned a railway study. That's literally a drone flying. You have drone flying over the railway. You have, you know, people going to be walking 193 kilometers of the railway to check. No, literally, not quite every bolt, but nearly that sort of level of understanding of that. So these two studies are really important, form part of the progress of the PFS. We've already done a mineral resource, started the mine plan, and, you know, the next stages will be doing the port. So it's all coming together on the PFS front, which is really good, solid progress. On top of that, you know, what we're doing is we realize that, of course, we have to get the licensing in place. And the, one of the most critical part of the licenses is dams. If you obviously know and people have heard of, you know, the couple of pretty horrible disasters in relation to dam failures. And so to get our dams relicensed is important. So we started the maintenance, the piezometer, reinstallation, repair, and the monitoring. We're bringing on two very large, famous consulting companies to look at recharacterizing, which is basically doing a study so that it can comply with the new laws and legislations in Brazil. I would add that all of the dams, well, all the dams that we understand at the moment are what they call downstream development, which is the type of dam which wasn't Bermondinho. Downstream development is the safer and, you know, the ones that are accepted in Brazil. But we have to get it relicensed because nothing's happened on it for the last 3 or 4 years. So, you know, those two things are really important. We've also managed to improve operational efficiency at the public port. You know, one of the constraints is there was only one pier that we could load at one time with iron ore. And at the public port, so this is really just for the stockpile, we basically worked alongside CDSA, which is the public port authority, to optimize these two piers to be able to load two iron ore ships at the same time, effectively increasing the capacity there and meaning that, you know, we can ship our stockpiles at a much quicker rate than we previously thought. So, you know, it's all systems go across Amapa in various parts of it. And we know, apart from that, we've got softer side stuff. We're recruiting key, the head of environment, so the head of the community relations. So softer sort of environmental, social and governance aspects, which are really important in this day and age. Well, have always been important, but more so now. So we're, you know, it's good progress there at Amapa.
Right. I mean, you've got all these moving parts. I mean, would you say that you're sort of 80% of the way to where you want to be and, you know, where shareholders will start sort of celebrating, cracking over the champagne? How far along the line are you? Because obviously these things have many sort of legal and banking and other sort of operational issues.
Yeah, so I think where every single shareholder and certainly ourselves as management, the critical point at which we see value creation being is the execution of the settlement agreement with the banks, where our vest of our 20% occurs. So, you know, so probably that's why we're seeing some muted reactions to some of the stuff that's happening. It's only until that point I think we'll see an excellent reaction in value in our share price. Now, where are we with that? Look, we have got a final settlement agreement that has been circulated to the banks, and we're basically waiting on their process, which is painfully slow, as I talked about, specifically the bureaucratic aspects of certain, one of the syndicate banks, which is just taking much, much longer than anyone expected. And certainly it's an incredible frustration for us, because I sometimes look back and say, you know, if they'd got this sorted a year ago, we'd be 1 year into PFS. We would have published the PFS. There would have been so many things that occurred. But, you know, we didn't want to wait for them. So getting this release of the, you know, and the other thing that occurred this week was we got released another 10 million of stockpile that we could do. You know, we can reinvest that money into the project. And the more we can reinvest in the project, once we invest our 20%, you know, there's far less, you know, far less risk, and we're much more up the development curve. So in terms of banks, look, I think we're 90% there. Basically, we're just waiting on their side. We've got an agreed settlement agreement. We've agreed the terms. We just need to move forward there. And on the PFS and that sort of aspect, that's just work in progress, and it's technical work. It's the licensing where we'll see how that goes. But, you know, our plan has always been the point from when we get the 20% vested is that, you know, within 2 to 3 years, we'll be within full-time production from the plant.
All right, well, we look forward to that happy day, those happy events. Kieran Mozaria, CEO at Cadence Minerals, thank you very much indeed.
Thank you very much, Zach.
The Vox Markets Podcast. Nothing in this podcast is intended as investment advice, and the people in this podcast may hold positions in the stocks they talk about. Do not buy anything based solely on a tip or recommendation. Please do your own research.